she is. My lamokim shimoi. What does it mean by the place of the mother? Shamat minof mirat a proof. Bas eitzalim. That a daughter goes to live by his mother, by her mother. Leishna gdola, leishna ktana. Now is this gzera, chshash, that maybe they'll kill the kid, it's only if it's a young kid. An older kid you won't kill. So that's the chiddush, that even the gdola, that there's no sakana, maybe the yarshri av will kill her, still the lacha is, daughters go to the mother. That's the lacha, they get it. Get, the daughters go to the mother. La lacha, boys are different. La lacha, boys go to the father. That's the ganze shalala, la lacha. Right. Lo yom rushnayim. Now both of them can say, listen, you will both support her halfway. No, they both have to give a complete support. Hahu garba, there was a man, the oigulei reicha lechavri. He rented out his mill, his grinder, to his friend. And the mal is supposed to pay rent. What he did was latchina. He didn't charge him rent, but instead of charging him, he gave him his wheat to be ground up, and he grinded his wheat for him. L'saif, at the end, what came out, the yasser. This man became rich. And Zovin Reicha V'chamri bought his own mill with his own donkey. So the kid said, the rich man now has his own mill and his own donkey, so he could grind now his own wheat. But his first millstone, he still rented out. So now he wants that person to pay him money. Like, listen, up until now, I let you grind my wheat, but now I don't need you anymore. So now I want you to pay money. Amalei said to him, Adid, until today, have it techino gaboch. Up until today, I didn't have my own millstone. You used to grind for me. That was your pay. Abahashtu, now that I do my own work, havli agra, I want you to pay for the mill that you're borrowing, you're renting. Omalais, he said back to him, nothing doing, I don't give you no cash. Mitchon tachino lecho. What I want to do for you is I don't care. You have your own mill, so what? Keep on giving me your wheat, and I'll grind your wheat. I don't got no money, no cash to give you. That's what he said. So Shaul, does he have a right to say this or not? So Sava Ravina Lameima, Ravina thought to say, Sava Ravina Lameima, Hainu Masnissin, that's Mamash Din of our Mishnah, that Lo Yom Rushneim, the two husbands can't say, Harei Anu Zana Noisa Kechot, that will both support it together 50-50. Ela rather Echot Zana, one of these two husbands have to give her the food, the Echot Noisin Lord, the Meima Zainus, and the second one has to pay the money. Like these two husbands both took upon themselves to support the daughter for 5 years. So they both have to pay the money. So one gives food and one pays the money. So that's what it's what to say here also, the same thing. That he has to pay the money over here. He's going to have to pay back. Or Malay Rav Aviyah. Rav Aviyah said, no, me dummy. One case is not like the other case. Horsam over there by the daughter. Chad Karisa Isla. She only has one stomach. Tati Karisa Lesla. She doesn't have two stomachs. So therefore, they both can't give her food. Like, what is she going to do with double food? She can't eat two meals. She only has one stomach. So therefore, we say one has to give money. But Hocher over here, what's going on again? The guy that's renting this grinder says, I don't want to pay you cash, but rather give me your wheat, I'll grind your wheat for you. It's a good time here. Motzi Yomli, you can say like this. Tchoin v'zoven, tchoin v'yosef. Ah, you have your own millstone, your own grinder, gesundheit. Grind what you want and sell that. You'll make profit. But your own mill, your own grinding you have to do, give it to me and I'll give it to you. In other words, I don't have cash to pay you, I'll still only grind for you. The Gemara says, Le'amon Zoni Selel, the less late Chino L'Recha, where this poor person that's renting it doesn't have too much business. So therefore, since he doesn't have too much business, he has a right to say to the owner, I don't have cash to pay you. What I'll do for you still is I'll grind for you. But let's say the guy has a lot of business, he's working, he's grinding a lot of wheat, and maybe he's making a lot of cash. In such a case, we force the guy to say, listen, what are you bothering the owner to say? You don't have cash to pay him. You want to grind his wheat? What for? You're busy all day, you have your own business here. You're grinding all day, you're making plenty of money. So if so, there's no reason why you shouldn't pay him the money. So well, in such a case, Russia's Zenen of Zalechoser, Loyosin Toiva. So that's called Midas Doim. So therefore, in such a case of Adam, we force him to pay the owner back the money. So that's the Mishnah. Almona Shomra. An Almona that said, after the husband dies, she says, Yefsha loses me base badly. I don't want to leave my house. The husband died, the leftover children, sons, and the son Yashin everything. But the Almona still has a right to stay in the house. She still keeps the house. And she says, I don't want to move out of my husband's house. is ein ayorshi mechodem loimelo lechila beis avicha. The sons cannot tell her, go to your father's house. She has a right to stay there after tonight's suba. She has a right to stay in the house. The yonu zayin oischa. They can't tell her, go to your father's house, we'll support you there. You can't say that. El azon an oischa v'noistan lo model lefi kvayda. They have to support her at tonight's suba, and she has to live lefi kvayda the way she was used to when the husband was alive. The same way she was living when the husband is alive, she has a right to continue living afterwards and use his property, use the house. What about Omer? She says, "If she loses in the Beis Abba, I want to go to my father's house. I want to stay there." Is if so, Yecholim Ayorshim Leimelo. The Yorshim Ketela. Imat Etzlanu. If you live by us, Yesh Lecham Zaynus. Then we'll support you. V'yin Ein At Etzlanu. But if you're not going to live by us, you're going to your father's house. Ein Lecham Zaynus. We're not going to give you money. We're not going to feed you. The Gemara says, because if she lives by them, there's a special bracha lefnei rov habayis. Like then there'll be a bracha in the house. If she goes away, pasha pshat is that if you have to cook for 10 people, it's not so expensive. But once you have to send the food away to somebody else, it's very expensive. So Yashim says, live by us better, and one more portion doesn't mean so much. But if you live by your father's house, that we support you, that's too much, we're not going to do it. His ain lecham azaynis. Him hoysa tuenis, but let's say she has a taina. She's very young. They're also very young. There was in a case where the children weren't her children. The father had children from another wife. And that wife died. And the father remarried. And now the father dies. Since children are young, and she's young. In such a case, she's afraid to live with them. She's afraid al-Zmus. She's afraid they'll beat them up. Says, so, zona noisav hibavesaviyah. Then she has a right not to live with them. It's a sakana to live with them. It's not her own children, and they're her same age. Then she has a right to go to her father's house, and then the Yashim have to support her. Just when it's their mother, and they have a taina to the mother, live by us, and we'll support you. And she says, no, she wants to go to her father's house, then the sons do not have to support her. Tana Rabbanan, it goes like this. Mishameshes b'modur kiderach shemishtameshes b'chaya b'ayla. She has a right to live now in the house the same way she lived when the husband was alive. With the same maids and slaves she could work with. The same type of pillows and blankets. The same type of bed, clothing she had when the husband was alive, she still uses now. The same golden and silver kalim. Because that's part of the ksuba, that a husband writes an ksuba to his wife, you have a right to live in my house, and to get fed from my property, you stay in Amona. After the husband dies, and she does not remarry, she remains in Amona, she has a right to be fed, and it says in the ksuba, in my house, that she has a right to live in the husband's house, even after he dies. And the Yashin can't take it away from her. Tony Rav Yosef Yosef said, the Diyak is the Beisi in his house, for Lebe Bikosi, and he can't push her off. In Rosh says, Beis Sar into a tent. He can't throw her into a tent. She has a right to live in the husband's house the way they were before. Omer Rav Nachman, Yisoymrim Shemochor Moder Almona, if the Yisoymrim went ahead and sold their mother's house, is Leosel Leklum, they have no right to do it. They have no right to sell their mother's house. She has a right to live there. For tomorrow, Maishnam Midrabasi, why is it different than Rabasi is in Om Rav Yechanan? The Yom Rabasi, Om Rav Yechanan. Yesoy Mim Shekodmu. Umachru Benachosu Muatim. In the case where the father died and he left over boys and girls. So Lachru is usually the son's Yashin and the daughters get fed. Let's say there's only a small amount of Nachosim left over, only enough to support the girls, so the girls get it. And still Rav Yechanan said that if the Yisraelim, the boys, go fast and sell those property, Masha Machru Machru, if they sold it, the sale takes place. They're not supposed to. They're supposed to leave it for their sisters. But if they went fast and sold, it's good. Salkam over here was saying if they sell the Amana's house, here the sale is no good. What's the difference? Someone says, Hosom Loi Mishtar Bilo Mechayim. Over here, the Shiva was not Chal Mechayim. Now it's by the daughters. They first get the mezainos after the father dies. So the chiv wasn't there when the husband was alive. This the Tanaik Suba, Mishtabdilo Mechayim. It started Mechayim. She was living in the house Mechayim. The Tanaik Suba is there Mechayim. So since she's already living there in the house, therefore she has a right to stay there, and the kids have no right to sell it. Yeah, alright, turn over. The Omer Abaya says, Nektinon, we keep like this, we learn like this. Moder Almona. What's going to be in the case if the Almona's house falls down? After the father, husband dies, now the house caves in. Is Eina Yoshim Chiyavim Lefnoisa? The Yoshim don't have a Chiyav to rebuild it. It's only if Beisoi calls them on the house is there, she has a right to live in it. But if it falls down, they don't have to rebuild it. Tanya Nam Yoch learned this also. Moder Almona Shinofim, the case where the house fell in. That's not part of the Tanaik Suba to fix it up. The Tanaik Suba is that she could stay living there. For Loyoy, not only this, even if she says, Hanichuni v'yavneni, Mishali, so that Amona says, leave me alone, I want to build it up, and I'll pay for my own money, and Shoyim law, the Yoshim don't have to listen to her. When the house caved down, the Basi is not here, there's no more Tanaik Suba. The Yoshim have right to say, get out, we want this property now, we're going to sell the property. We're not going to let you rebuild. Because the Tanaik Suba was only, close them on the houses there. What about Boy Yabai? Yabai asked a question like this. Shiftso Mahu Teiku. Let's say she herself went ahead and fixed it up. It was like cracking. Rashi says, Choska Bekeho. She went ahead and made it strong. My Rashi, Mi Arminon, Loi Nafkinon Lo, Kol Yomim, Sheyochul Eskayim, Oidum Arminon Lo, Lav Kol Kimincha. Like this, the house would have caved in another year. She went ahead and fixed it up, now it's not going to cave in. So do the Yoshim have right to say, listen, the house was supposed to cave down, and after a young year, you have to go. Or else, no, now that she fixed it up already, Lamaisa, the house is still standing, as long as it's still standing, she can stay there. Take, this we have a Shaila. Omri Yeshi, let's say she says that she only wants to stay by her father's house. For the Gemara, so the Mishnah says that she only wants to live by her father, then the Yoshim, the kids, don't have to support her. For the Gemara, V'leis V'lo, Kiyas V'osam. Well, why not? Why don't the Yoshim have to bring it to her when she's living by her father's house? Versus Messiah Lele Rav Huna. It's a riot to Rav Huna. The Yom Rav Huna. Birchas Habayis Beruba. There's a bracha in the house when there are a lot of people there. In other words, it's easier to make one big meal than to have to make two separate meals. So that's why we support you. Only if you're by us, it's easier. But we should send you a special meal. That no. Rashi ben Yodim Shoizim Zeh Mishtakrin Amazel the Rab Modif. Another Pshat Mash says, when you have a few people working together, it goes easier, and there's a bigger mazel. So therefore, they have a right to say that when you're by us, there's a bigger mazel, we'll support you. If you're not here, we're not going to. Fred Gemara Veleis Velo Lefnei Birchas Abayis. So good. Rashi Lefi Mash Nismata Birchas Abayis Vitziyosom. If you see that she's living, and now there's less of a bracha there, less of an income, so support her less. But I call upon him something, you should support her. So what's Hochinami and Echnami? That much you do have to. Hochinami. That much you do. You just don't have to support her the regular amount. But what you see less, that's how much you pay her less. Omar Rafuna says now, Loshin Chacham and Bracha. Rashi says, Yesh Lumad Mimenu Bracha V'yesh Rafua. You can learn now what the Chum teach us things about bracha, about becoming rich and becoming healthy. Loshen chachamim oisher, for the chachamim's sake, learn how to become rich. And loshen chachamim merapeh, for the chachamim's sake, learn how to become heal you. What does that mean? Bracha the amarin. That's what we just learned about. That birchas abayis bruvah, the chachamim told us things about a bracha. That the more people you have in the house, the more of a bracha, the better the mazel will be. Loshen chachamim oisher, where did they talk? The Oisher, where's the case of Oisher becoming rich to Tanan? Hamoicha peris lachaveroi. Somebody sold peris fruits to his friend. Moshach, and the person made a kinyan meshicha. For loy modad, but he didn't measure it out yet to make the exact amount of it. Kona, he's kona. Since he made the meshicha, made the kinyan, it's his. Modad, let's say they measured it. For Loi Moshe, he didn't make Kinyan yet. He didn't make the Mashiach. Loi Kone is not Kone. Let's say it was a Pikeach. Secheres Mekoimoi. If he wanted to make sure when somebody is touching around with your Paris, that what he gets is Kone, be Secheres Mekoimoi. Rent out that place. If you rent out the place, Rashi, Dev Leki Ki Chatzer, it's like your Chatzer. The Chatzer Mekoine Loi. Hare Ato Lomad Mikan Schoira. Shle Yochel HaMoicher Lachzer. That the Moicher can't go back on it. Learn out how to become rich here. If you want to go buy something, hey, before you made the Mashiach, you're afraid maybe the Moicher will retract and not sell it to you. So what you should do is, you rent that place. If you rent the Mokim, it's like your Chatzar. Now that it's in your Chatzar, automatically it becomes yours. So in other words, where it's a trick of the Moicher, the one that's selling it to you won't realize this. The one that's selling it to you, like, lets you look it. But calls him on you to make a kinyan, he can retract. But if you go fast and rent this place from him, it's like you're mokim now, so he can't retract on it. Okay, so he gives you some advice how to do business. What's merapa? Where's the case of becoming healthy? The tanan. Or about medicine. Lo yilas adam chitim. A person should not chew wheat. V'nich agavim akos v'pesach. And leave it on his wound on Pesach. V'vesha machmitzos. Because that becomes chametz. But I call upon him, you see from here, that chewing wheat and putting it on a wound is healthy. It's a good refuah. So from this you learn refuah. Tana Rabban, famous Gemara. Deshas petirosu sherebi. When Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Rebbe, was about to be niftar, Omar Libni said to his, Omar, he said, Libni ani tzarech, I want to see my children. Is nichnesu bonavetle, children went in. Omar Lem, he told them like this. He's the rule b'chvad imchem. I want to be very careful to give respect to your mother, even after I die. Ne'er yia dolek v'mkoymai. There should always be a candle or lit. Trash eshel ha'shuchan. K'may b'chai. T'chol eros Shabbos ha'yibor l'beisim mishnift l'kakamon. Like we'll soon see, the famous Meister Rebbe used to come to visit his wife every Friday night. He used to make kiddush for his wife. Even after he was niftar, he used to come down. So Kitzi told to make sure the candles are always burning right there on the Shabbos table. And Shulchan Yayarach Ben Koimai. I want to make sure the table is always set nicely. Mita Tei Mutsasim Koimai. My bed should always be made nicely also. Mashba even slept there Shabbos night. That's what we told the sons. Now, Yosef Chofni, Shimon Efrosi, these two people, Haim Shimshuni B'chayai. These are the two people that took care of me, or served me when I was alive. They'll also take care of me in Olam Habo. And upstairs, they'll also take care of me. Now, here's the Rebbe Chvayt Imchem. Rebbe told his children, give cover to your mother. For the Gemara, the Raisi. What did Rebbe tell this to children for? It's a Pasuk in the Torah, the Chsiv. So what's the Chiz? What does Rebbe have to tell his children? Give respect to your mother. So Torah says it. And the Gemara, Eishes Av Hevi. It meant to say it was his father's wife. It wasn't their child. It wasn't their mother. In other words, no. He married a second wife. So he told his first children, "Respect my second wife." Eishes av hevi. For the Gemara, Eishes av namidiraisa. Even your father's wife is also midiraisa. The Tanya we learned. The pasuk says, "Kabed es avicha v'yesimecha." What's the s? Es avicha means zu eishes avicha. Your father's wife, even though it's not your mother. V'yesimecha zu bali mecha. That means your mother's husband, even though it's not your father. Vov Yisrael, what's the extra vov? L'rabes ha'sachicha gadol. Midiraisi m'chuyi to give respect to your older brother. So what did Rebbe have to tell his children for? And the Marahani Mili Mechayim. This pasuk only means calls them on they're alive. You have to give them respect. Avliyacha misalai. Like here, after Rebbe dies, then Midiraisi not m'chuyi to give respect to his wife. The Maisit wasn't the children's mother. So it's not their mother. It's only it's their father's wife. So calls them on the father is alive, they have to give her respect because of the father. But now that Rebbe died, Midiraisa, they don't have to give her respect. Rebbe told them, please still give her respect. Ner ye dolek v'mkarmel. I want my ner to always be lit. Shulchan yerach v'mkarmel. Let my table always be made. Mitatei matzos v'mkarmel. For the more of my timer, what was Rebbe so makbid punkt that his Shabbos table and his bed should always be made? Samara says, because the mice with Rebbe was, even after Rebbe was Niftam, Kol Beishimsha every Friday night, Heavy also the Beisei. He used to go into his house. Some say, so next month's mash, used to make Kiddush. Heavy Beishimsha, Heavy also the Beisei. It happened once, who Bay Shimshi happened once Friday night, also Shipsa, Kokori Abova, that a neighbor came into the house to call the mother, and they never dreamt the Rebbe was there. Is Omra Amsei, so the maid in the house said, Shtiko, Shah, be quiet. The Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe's here. Rebbe came to visit us. Is Kivon the Shoma, when this happens, our neighbors heard that Rebbe's here, and went around, everybody's talking, that Rebbe came back again. So the Maisu was Shubla Yosef, from then on Rebbe didn't come back anymore. Shalohitzi Laz al Tzadikim Rishonim. Not to be Moitzi Laz, another Tzadikim. In other words, this is a mile of Tzadikim that Afilu b'misosom Korach Hayayim. A tzaddik, even after he's nifter, still called like he's alive. So really, other tzaddikim also could have done this. But other tzaddikim didn't do this. So Rebbe didn't want to, like, to be koram. People think that only Rebbe was a tzaddik, and not other tzaddikim. So therefore, Rebbe stopped coming home on to make Kiddush Friday night. But the Kol, Rebbe used to come to make Kiddush. He said, they served me when I was alive, they'll serve me after I die also. They thought to say, who the comer, this world it means. That Kivon the Chazu, they thought to say, well, in this world he'll still be alive. But Kivon the Chazu, the Kodim Rosayu Rosayu, when they saw that these two people died, before Rebbe died, Amr, they said, you know what Rebbe meant to tell us? Shmamina lehu alma hu the comer. That Rebbe meant to say, in Olam Habo, they'll also be able to serve me. Why did he say this? To the lame, they should not say, Milsa Voilu, that really these two people did Averis. And the only reason why they were living so long was because of the Chus Rebbe. So that Rebbe said, no, you should know these two people are Tzadikim, and even in Olam Habo, they'll be Zerchot to be Meshamishmi. Omalahan, then Rebbe said, the Chachmi is only Tzorch. I want to talk to all the Chachmi Yisrael I want to talk to. Is Nichtuchu Etzle Chachmi Yisrael. All the great people came in to visit Rebbe before he was dying. Omelem, so Rebbe told him, Al Tafsiduni Diayoris. Don't make my aspatim in the small towns. Ayoris means in the small towns. Mashmoni in the big town, make a aspat for me. But not in the small towns. We'll soon see why. Also,